Recorded Books and RB Digital present Shadowkeeper by Christine Feehan. Narrated by Jim Frangione. Chapter 1. Did you really think you were falling in love with her? Giovanni Ferraro asked his cousin. Seriously, Salvatore. He pulled his gaze from the little cocktail waitress winding her way through the VIP tables on the second tier. He had been watching her for most of the night. Each time something captured his attention, he found his gaze straying back to her. It was her smile. She could light up the room despite the darkness of the nightclub. There was something innocent and wholesome about her, even wearing the club uniform. She was just the type of woman he would never, ever get near, but he couldn't stop watching her until the hurt in his cousin's voice dragged his attention back to those around the table. Salvatore Ferraro shrugged. He was from New York and had a slight accent his Chicago cousins didn't have. I wanted the chance, at least. I've given up thinking I'm going to find the perfect one, the one my family wants. There was an edge of bitterness in his voice Giovanni had never heard before, but he understood it. They were shadow riders, and unlike anyone else in their families, their lives were not their own. They meted out justice and protected their people. They were required to begin training at the age of 2, so they didn't have childhoods or friendships outside their families. They were assigned bodyguards because, although they were lethal by the time they were in their teens, they were considered too valuable to their families to risk. They also weren't allowed to fall in love with just anyone. "We don't have that luxury, and you know it," Gino, Salvatore's brother, pointed out. "She was just like every other woman I've met," Salvatore said. Giovanni hated the underlying hurt in his voice. What happened? He already knew because it had happened to all of them. A woman professed undying love when in reality she was after their money. The Ferraros owned international banks, hotels, nightclubs, and casinos, as well as many other businesses. They lived life in the fast lane, and that drew a certain type of woman. She used the "I'll take the condom to the bathroom for you" ploy. Of course she had a syringe. Then it was she loved me so much she would do anything for a baby. Salvatore pushed the heel of his hand against his forehead. Dio! This life is fucked. Stefano found someone. Taviano, Giovanni's youngest brother, pointed out. It could happen. Francesca just walked into his life, right there off the street. You never know. I know I won't find her here, Salvatore said bitterly, looking around the club at the women flashing smiles at them and trying to get their attention by shifting in their seats and opening their legs to show they wore no panties under their club clothing. I've got something that might cheer you up, Giovanni said, and you could make a little money. We all have to agree to the payout. Salvatore looked up, interested. Vittorio, Giovanni's brother, groaned. Not again. We need to cheer him up, Giovanni insisted. I'm all for getting drunk if we're betting on shots, Salvatore said. Something a little more interesting, Taviano said. It's a game with a point system. Each point is worth $1,000 from each of us. Well, not the first point. That's only worth 100, just to make life better. I have to keep track of points? Salvatore asked, groaning. $1,000 from each of you? Gino grinned at them. I'm in. The point system is easy, Salvatore, Giovanni said, leaning across the table toward his cousin. He had to raise his voice a little to be heard above the music. It's an honor system. 1 point when a woman asks to dance with you. You can't ask her. She has to ask you. Every single thing has to be the woman's idea. 2 points if she lets you feel her breasts on the dance floor. She has to initiate it by giving you the signal, rubbing herself all over you or guiding your hands to her. 3 for feeling her breasts under her clothes, skin to skin. Again, she has to be the one to expose herself to you. Undo her buttons. Take your hand and put it on her. Anything like that. 4 is hands on her ass or pussy over panties. 5, the goal is under the panties. It has to be on the